someone gets raped and the rapist commits the crime unprotected, then they can go to the nearest hospital after they get the police report and get post-exposure prophylaxis. That is the name of the treatment or what they should get in the event of having been exposed to HIV. Or if someone gets sick, anything that they think may cause HIV, they should take post-exposure prophylaxis. Also, in the event that someone engages in irresponsible sex, that is unprotected sex, and then they realize later on they didn't know the status of their partner, or they just feel they are at risk, then they also can approach their doctors for post-exposure prophylaxis.
How soon should somebody take this medication after exposure to HIV?
Post-exposure prophylaxis is taken within 72 hours of the exposure. So it can be 72 hours from the moment that one engaged in sexual activity, or 72 hours from the moment that one presumed or yourself. Any kind of exposure should get the prophylaxis within 72 hours. Our advice is someone then should get help as soon as they possibly can, rather than to relax in the comfort that we are still within 72 hours or we are at 56 hours and so on. The earlier the better.
And in what form does this come in?
It comes in the form of antiretroviral medication, that is post-exposure prophylaxis. The combination will determine for how long the person will have to be taking the medicine or the antiretroviral tablet. However, as the National AIDS Council, we continue to encourage people to use condoms rather than to depend on post-exposure prophylaxis, because it comes with a cost. These are tablets that could be given to people who get infected by some other means that may not really be delivering. So we encourage people, the best method to avoid HIV transmission should be condom use rather than to depend on post-exposure prophylaxis. Post-exposure prophylaxis is indeed proven to help in the hindrance or stopping the transmission of HIV should one get exposed to HIV or think they are exposed to HIV. It is an effective method, but we still encourage condom use and anything else.
And is the medication readily available?
In the event that someone gets raped and they have a police report, they can approach any public health institution, a local clinic, central clinic, mission hospitals, government hospitals, and so on. They can get the post-exposure prophylaxis within the 72 hours that I have just talked about. In the event that someone engages in unprotected sex and it has not been a police case, those people can approach their doctor, their private doctor also, and they get a prescription to buy the antiretroviral medication that will get post-exposure prophylaxis.